In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Monday, everybody. Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous day here in Colorado on this fine November day. The impossible question of the day. We always start the week off fresh because Friday we already did the question and got the answer. You can answer this one on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 53% of people under the age of 35 are terrified of this. So over half of the people under the age of 35 are terrified of this. Here's some ideas. The dark, not getting married, going bald, or going outside the home. Charlie, any thoughts? Over half of the people under the age of 35 are terrified of this. I'm thinking that it's more along the lines of, you know, they're terrified the world's going to end or something along those lines because of all of the global warming, alarmist nonsense and all of that. But I could be completely wrong. I don't. Oh, Charlie says dying alone. Ooh, good one, Charlie. I think it's something along those lines. So, Charlie, I think that's a pretty good guess. Charlie says dying alone. Could be. In other news, by the way, we got a great show in store for you today. We've got Jarrett Stepman joining us here in just a few minutes. I've got Selwyn Duke joining us, who is actually a writer. If those of you out there listening, I know you send me articles quite a bit from this particular publication, The New American Magazine. We've got Selwyn Duke joining us, and he's got a topic called Violence, Inc., A Leftist Enterprise. In fact, Jarrett Stepman, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened in Washington, D.C. over the weekend in a very peaceful Trump rally that turned into a nightmare for folks that attended because of what the radical left did. That'll be in this hour. Selwyn Duke is the next hour. I've also got a sheriff back in New York that will not enforce Cuomo's orders. Richard, of course, will join us. We'll talk about the vaccine results from Moderna. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, I want to break down a video that I watched last week from a gentleman by the name of Thomas Woods. He's got his own talk show. But he broke down what I call and what he's calling the COVID cult. The COVID cult. We'll talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour as well. So a lot going on today. We appreciate it. Anything you want to call in and talk about, Jarrett's going to join us at the 3:30 mark. Before that, lines are open, 303-477-5600. In some rather sad news, at least it was sad to me, and I've reached out and have had no response, it looks like the recall POLIS effort, the dethroned POLIS, the website and the folks that we've interviewed over the past month plus, and all of the folks that have been collecting signatures, I really felt like this was going to, you know, be a done deal, and they were going to turn in signatures on, I believe it was Friday, they had to turn in signatures. As of Saturday, no signatures have been turned in, from what I read. Now, I could be completely wrong, and that information could be off, but all of the research I did, and I did as much digging into it over the weekend as I could, and again, I've reached out to that organization, the Dethroned POLIS organization, and I've gotten no response from them. But from everything I've been able to learn, no signatures were turned in. And what they're trying to do, to my knowledge, if somebody can inform me of this and let me know and even call in on this right now, please do, 303-477-5600. You can also text me at 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. And I don't know exactly what the update status is on that, whether those have been turned in or not. What I understand is they're in a in a legal, not challenged per se, but they're challenging this or trying to get a 30-day extension. So it's not a challenge, but because of COVID, they're trying to get a 30-day extension on signatures. And I guess some other folks along those lines have been granted that. So I believe this organization is trying to do the same thing. Again, I don't have any information to verify that. I'm just going off of what I was able to read over the weekend from some of the social media sites that are out there. And I don't know. I do not have an exact answer on that. I apologize. I wish I did. So if any of you know the answer to that, please let me know. 303-477-5600. Andy, by the way, texted in a moment ago our impossible question of the day answer. 53% of people under the age of 35 are terrified of this. He said work. Actually, not Andy, not a bad answer. He could be right. When I come back, I do want to talk about some bankrupt retail chains, some of the things that's happening with COVID. I know this is going to be kind of a COVID day. I want to talk about Rice University and some things going on with COVID. I'm going to dedicate the 5 o'clock hour to talking about COVID. And the reason I want to do that, folks, is with what I can see this recall effort really stagnating on the Polis side of the fence, on the Kevin Polis side of the fence, don't be surprised if he doesn't shut the state down in the not-too-distant future. I will be shocked if he doesn't. We'll talk more about that as we go through the program today. But I want to come back. I got to get Jarrett Stedman on a little bit earlier today. We've got Extreme Auto Repair joining us at the 3:45 mark. I want to make sure I have enough time for them. I'll come back and talk about the shutdowns or the retail chains that have shut down, I should say, and some things going on at Rice University, which to me is very disturbing along the COVID lines. We'll come back and talk about that. In the meantime, Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, folks. And whether you're buying a new or used vehicle or in the market to buy a new or used vehicle, Purify Chevrolet is there for you. And I really mean that sincerely. It's great weather, great time to buy a car. As we head into the winter months, make sure that you're taken care of and ready to go, and they can do that for you at Purify Chevrolet. Even if you're looking to offload a really nice SUV, truck, or even sports car, they will write you a check for that as well. 303-659-8311 in Fort Lupton. That's Purify Chevrolet. Find them at purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, would love to help you out with your financial future and the planning of making sure that you get there and can stay there, and that's what Al can do for you. Call him today at 303-744-1128 or at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Barber's Foods is next, folks, and it's Barber's with an S, Foods. Barbersfoods.com. Don't forget, any order right now, you get 2 pounds of free ground Wagyu. So whether you're looking to get a turkey this week for Thanksgiving, they, yes, can handle that. If you're looking to get prime rib for Christmas, they can handle that. You name it, they've got it. And in most cases, in stock, and if not, within a day or two, they can get it to your door. It's that simple. So go to barbersfoods.com, and if there's something that you don't see there, please give them a call and find out how they can service you on that particular item, because they can. Again, barbersfoods.com, and make sure you tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Barbers Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barbers Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barbers Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. BarbersFoods.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
How about that? Even before Thanksgiving, two coronavirus vaccines. You think Pfizer and Moderna were motivated by the billions of dollars promised by the Trump administration? Since day one, this guy has been delivering on promises he made to the American people.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. So, folks, I do want to talk a little COVID today. I posted this on my own personal Facebook page as well as Rush to Reason over the weekend, had some good comments on it. And this goes along with the topic of what has already gone into bankruptcy. And with this particular topic, though, these are restaurants that most likely would not go into bankruptcy. They would most likely just close for good. That's what the headline reads. There's a survey. This was an article from KDVR, so not from me, but from KDVR, Fox 31 here in town. 79. It's a big number, folks. 80% basically of Colorado restaurants would consider closing for good within 6 months if indoor dining is shut down again. Closing for good. My point is, folks, and I fought with people over the weekend on Facebook, some distant family members even, who all think that I'm just some sort of a nut job for thinking that we should keep things open and people should try to go about their daily business and we shouldn't do these shutdowns. And, you know, I'm a COVID denier and on we go. Well, I'm not a COVID denier. I'm just not willing to join the cult of COVID. That's what I'm going to call it, the cult of COVID. That's what it is. Went to Costco yesterday, by the way. And those of you that have listened to me for any length of time know that I'm not a mask wearer. Only wear it when I absolutely have to. So even as I'm getting ready to go into Costco, which I always get there fairly early on Sunday, that's just what I do. And as I'm walking into the line to get into line to then get into Costco, because when you get there early, they cone things off. They don't let you get, you know, 6 foot from the person in front of you to get your cart to go, you know, to then go into the store and shop and get out. But as I'm walking up to the line, and I'm not wearing a mask. In fact, I'm twirling around my finger because I hate the thing so much. Boy, do you get the stink eye from everybody that's actually in line with a mask on. And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, folks, I'm more than 6 feet from you. I'm outdoors. It's a nice day. And I don't really give a royal you-know-what you think about me not wearing a mask. I almost want to tell each and every one of them that give you the stink eye to, you know, look the other way. They don't like it, face the wall, like you used to do back in the school days when you were in timeout or punishment. I'm so sick and tired of people giving you the stink eye when you're not doing something they think you should be doing. I'm going to talk more about this throughout the show today. But 80% roughly of Colorado restaurants would consider closing for good within 6 months if indoor dining is shut down again. Again, this is an article that I didn't come up with. This is from Fox 31 here in town. And by the way, this is a survey that was done by the Colorado Restaurant Association, not by a news outlet, but by the Restaurant Association. 79% of restaurants say they'll consider shutting down permanently within 6 months if they're forced to close indoor dining again because of COVID-19 restrictions. Quote, restaurants are scared. They've been devastated over the past 7 months. They're really nervous as we start to see other states shut down and winter approaching quickly. 50% capacity was already crippling for restaurants. Now we're seeing many counties to 25% restriction, which is even more devastating. What the survey said to us is if the state ends up shutting down restaurants again, about 25% are going to be closing immediately, and that's permanently, and that's frightening. This was done by a CRA CEO, Sonia Riggs. She said 15% of Colorado's 64 counties are already operating with 25% capacity, and more are adding restrictions every day. The new restrictions come as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations skyrocket, according to record-breaking levels. Again, folks, we've talked about this many times. I'll keep talking about it. I don't care what the cases say. To a large extent, I don't even care what the hospitalizations say. We've got more than enough hospital capacity in this state. More than enough. And I feel like once we taper, you know, once we level off, it'll start to taper back off again. We're doing nothing different here than what some of the other states that opened up more than Colorado did in the summertime. We're just seeing the same effects of that. What's interesting is we never really fully opened up, but people did get tired of just staying home. So, yes, they've been out and about. Good for them. They've been out hiking and biking and running and going places and shopping and so on. And the reality is, yes, because of that, cases have gone up. Cases, not deaths, cases. If you look at the Colorado death rate, we're still really low. You can check it on a daily basis. I haven't checked today, but over the weekend, I was looking at it, still not high. Keep in mind, there's always a lag to that. I get that. But the bottom line is, it's not a big deal. I was accused of over the weekend of really not caring. Folks, I do care. But I care more because I'm a businessman. I care more for these types of articles where I see restaurants and other businesses that close because of COVID for nothing they've done. No cause of their own. It's because of what the government says and does as to why they have to shut down. There's another article in AARP. By the way, AARP is not a conservative organization by any stretch of the imagination. 12 iconic retailers that have fallen into bankruptcy. Now, I also know that in some cases, some of these businesses that I'm going to mention were on their way to bankruptcy in the first place. I get that. COVID was the final nail in the coffin, but not all of them. First one, Ascena Retail. That's Lane Bryant and Ann Taylor. They filed on July 23rd. Brooks Brothers, they filed July 8th. By the way, they've been around since 1818, Brooks Brothers have. Now, did some of these folks need some reinvention of what they're doing and how they're trying to market to the public? Yes, but it wasn't because of that that forced them into bankruptcy. It was COVID. Chuck E. Cheese is the next one. That was June 25th. Century 21 Stores, that went September 10th. That's a family-owned department store based in downtown Manhattan. GNC, that's the vitamin store all of us know so well, June 23rd. Is when they filed for bankruptcy. JCPenney, that one we all knew was coming. No shock there. That was May 15th. J. Crew, yes, they had their issues already going into COVID. They filed on May 4th. Lord & Taylor, that was August 2nd. They were founded in 1826, by the way. 1826, folks. Think about how long that is and how long they've been around. And again, I understand some of these companies that have been around that long needed to remake themselves, but that's a staple. Lord & Taylor, Neiman Marcus, since 1907, filed May 7th. Pier 1, founded 1962, February 17th. Steinmart, 1908, filed August 12th. Men's Warehouse and Jose Banks, August 2nd. Now, when it comes to this last one, by the way, a tailored brand store, Men's Warehouse, Jose Banks, those are stores that, you know, you could all say they need to reinvent themselves and go to the internet, but the reality is they did really, really well up until COVID. You saw their ads. I mean, if you're going to go get a tailored suit, just as a side note, it's really difficult. I know there's ways to do that today online. I get that. You can take your own measurements, send them off, and so on. But I don't care what anybody says. If you've ever gone and got a fitted suit, Charlie can attest to this. If you've gone and had any kind of a fitting done on a suit, especially a man, you know, suit, cat, suit, coat, vest, shirts, and so on, you can do your best to do that online. It's not the same, folks. There's nothing like going to the tailor, having them do all your measurements, and if something's off, you go back, you have a few adjustments made, and you have a really nice suit. That's what tailored means. And because of COVID, not being able to do the things I just said, it shut those two businesses, well, didn't shut them down, but they filed for bankruptcy on August 2nd. They reduced its corporate workforce by 20%. They closed up to 500 of its 1,450 stores. The company previously reported a 60% sales drop for the first quarter of 2020. It plans to continue operating while undergoing a restructuring, aiming at cutting its debt by at least $630 million. Taylor Brands is a successor company to Men's Warehouse, a dominant player in the men's suit market, long known for its TV commercials, founded by George Zimmer. He was the guy with the beard. Used to see him on TV all the time. Again, folks, these folks did not cause a lack of business and a lack of sales and therefore have to file for bankruptcy to make an adjustment to their business. No, this was caused by shutdowns that, frankly, I don't see are justified. I still don't think they're justified. I still feel like this is the COVID cult that's gone on, and a lot of folks have bought into it hook, line, and sinker. Again, I'll talk more about this in the 5 o'clock mark. Richard's going to talk about at the 4:30 mark. He's going to talk about the vaccines and what's going on there as well. Up next, American National Insurance. Paul Leuenberger joining me this last Saturday for both my Fix-It Radio and Drive Radio. You can actually hear that tomorrow, the Fix-It Show tomorrow from 2 to 3 o'clock. But Paul would love to make sure you're properly insured. He had a lot of great tips, things we talked about over the weekend, but he knows his insurance as well as anybody I know, and he will make sure that you are properly insured. He'll review it with you, go over it with you. Whether you buy insurance or not, that's what he'll do. Call him directly at 303-662-0789. That's American National Insurance.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Novus Auto Glass, and at Novus, they want to make sure you can see clearly. What I mean by that is see clearly in the fact that they can take care of a chip or a large crack or replace the entire windshield, or if you've got headlamps that are all fogged over in yellow, they can take care of that as well. So they do all of that. One-stop shopping for all of your vision safety needs. Novus is Latin for innovate. You can find a location in our entire listening audience by just going to rushtoreason.com. Go to the website and just look for Novus there or type in rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Make sure you leave your stuff to the right people and that things are handled correctly after you leave this earth. You do that by contacting Michael Bailey Law. He is our mobile estate planner, 720-394-6887.
Once you die, it's too late. For a variety of reasons, neither KLZ nor Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law recommend seances or any other means of attempting to communicate with your deceased loved ones. Yes, you might wish you knew their final wishes, but once they've passed on, it's too late to find out. Your best option is to visit klzradio.com/estate now while you're still alive. Because KLZ's mobile estate planner absolutely insists on writing your will before you die.
Do affordable housing programs make housing unaffordable? Kim Munson here. Tuesday, Randall O'Toole, land use and transportation policy analyst and author of American Nightmare, How Government Undermines the Dream of Home Ownership, sheds light on the affordable housing industrial complex. Thank you to my friend and patriot Helen Jean Mitchell for her sponsorship of this show. Plus, Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors shares his thoughts on the election, entrepreneurship, and what is happening regarding the CARES Act. All this Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jared Stepman joining us daily, Signal as well. Jared, how are you this morning? Or not this morning, this afternoon, I should say.
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I know we're going to talk about the violence that broke out in D.C., which after you told me that this morning, that's where that this morning came from, after you told me this morning, I had to do some looking up and checking on it because, frankly, Jared, I hadn't seen anything news-wise here in Colorado about what happened.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible that this did not make major television networks in a bigger way. I think many knew that there was going to be a large pro-Trump rally here in Washington, D.C. There was a very large crowd of people here that came peacefully waving American flags. They were supportive of President Donald Trump. Some people may have seen that, but they often didn't see what happened after. As people started to go home, they were accosted by a variety of people appeared to be with Antifa or Black Lives Matter, who harassed them, who actually beat up several people, including an elderly gentleman. They threw what appeared to be liquids onto people. They even shot fireworks into a restaurant where people were sitting.
Oh, my word.
Who simply had Trump garb on. It was quite a terrible scene here.
I thought
in
that's
Washington,
the peaceful
D.C.
left.
Of anarchy.
I thought that's the peaceful left, Jarrett. What am I missing?
It was definitely not peaceful. I mean, you know, that's the thing that, you know, you hear these words mostly peaceful. And, you know, even most movements that do have a violent element are mostly peaceful most of the time. But when they have a violent element this big, and I think especially given the fact that the people who showed up came peacefully. I mean, they came, they waved their flags, they came in support of a cause that they believe in. You know, it's amazing, especially when the press always talks about how they, you know, support protests, they support the First Amendment and things like this. Here are people basically out there expressing their First Amendment rights being attacked, having those rights essentially violated by thugs in the street. I mean, screaming and yelling at them and actually carrying out acts of violence. And I have to say, in somewhat cowardly ways. I mean, they were attacking people who were walking away from the crowd, who were walking home.
Right.
They were picking off people.
And if I'm not mistaken, too, make sure I'm correct on this. From what I read, Jarrett, this all happened, too, after sundown. So after the sun went down, so we're talking about now it's dark, that's when these thugs did this, right?
That's absolutely right. As soon as the sun went down here in Washington, D.C., that's when a lot of these people came out and started to conduct violence. I mean, and it was widespread, too. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it happened generally around the downtown part of D.C., but it happened in all parts of Washington. You know, and they had some, you know, they were firing fireworks and things like that into restaurants and things like this. I mean, it was a complete anarchy. It was completely inexcusable. And it just blows my mind, especially when you hear from the press that, you know, we have an environment of hostility to the press and an environment that's creating violence and things like this. What about these left-wing protesters here in the nation's capital who seem to be conducting these violent attacks with impunity? I mean, that's what it really looks like.
And I want to make sure that everybody listening, especially those that are on the left, hear me correctly. Last I checked, Jarrett, and I hope that it continues to stay this way, and this is one of the things we need to fight for, We have free speech in this country, so I'll make sure I walk through this correctly. We have free speech, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so if a group of individuals wants to assemble someplace and denounce, I don't know, baby food. We should no longer have baby food. It should all be natural. You know, you should no longer have Gerbers any longer. I'm just making something up, but you know where I'm going with this. The reality is they should be able to go out there and have speech about whatever they like, correct?
That's absolutely correct. And I would say Americans overwhelmingly support that. I mean, without question. I mean, that's the country that we're in. This is a country that supports the First Amendment, the country that supports free speech. It's really one of the cornerstones of what the United States was built on, which makes us a special country. And the idea that those rights will be violated by essentially street thugs and people who simply think that they can shut up people. These are the same people who go out there saying that your silence is violence and things like this. But when somebody actually speaks, when somebody actually goes out there to have a protest of their own, they think that's not acceptable. They are willing to carry out violence in order to shut other people up.
So wrong.
I think it's un-American.
Well, and I want to make sure I'm clear on this as well, because let's say that it were the flat earthers that were out having this particular type of a demonstration. Now, we all know from satellite images, and we just sent some men back up to the International Space Station. They just left the Earth yesterday, I believe. So we know for a fact, it is a proven fact, the Earth is round. Right, Jarrett? The Earth is round. You and I can agree on that. It's pretty much a simple known fact that the Earth is round. But if somebody wanted to go out and say, no, the Earth isn't round. The Earth is pie-shaped or it's flat or it's whatever shape it happens to be. Even though we know that they are dead wrong in what they're out there saying and protesting, they have the right to do so, correct?
They do. You have a right to say your opinion, and you have a right, essentially, to be wrong. I mean, that's part of freedom of speech, too. I mean, and that's what's so critical about what the First Amendment does protect and what these protections do have. So, you know, the idea that, you know, somebody's out there protesting and can have their rights violated or taken away by the mob, I think it's particularly disgusting. And
I think it is too.
To see it, especially in the nation's capital. This is Washington, D.C. This is the people's city. I heard a lot of the things they were yelling at those who came to support Trump, that you don't belong here, get out of our city. Well, the city doesn't belong to people who are throwing haymakers at old people. It doesn't belong. It belongs to the American people. And I think it's shameful that these attacks are allowed to happen. I think that if we had seen throughout the summer a more aggressive police work that was done to make sure that these acts of violence are stopped immediately, that they are not excused, that they are stopped, and I don't think we'd be seeing nearly as much of this today. But the fact is, this thing has blown out of control. It's out of control in a number of cities across the U.S., and D.C. is one of them,
right?
Even here in the nation's capital. And I think that is an embarrassment. I think bad on the media for not treating this with the kind of seriousness that I think it warrants.
And what you read, by the way, just as a side note, everybody out there listening, when you actually read about any of these stories, you're going to get the liberal slant that make it really sound like, first of all, they shouldn't be there. Trump's not conceding the election like he should. There's not been a transfer of power. On and on we go. That's really what all these articles say, Jarrett. Not that, hey, a bunch of thugs came out after dark and jumped on a bunch of people that were actually, you know, not protesting, but were there for a rally, a peaceful rally, by the way. Nothing in the articles say that. It's all about how Trump won't concede.
Absolutely. And I think what's infuriating to me, especially as I observe the media on a regular basis, is, you know, if this had happened to protesters who they really sympathize with, many of those who are on the left, we'd be hearing about this nonstop. I mean, this would be a national story. It'd be on every channel. But that's not the case, because these acts of violence, these attacks happen on people who are on the other side. I think that's the way that they look at it. And so I think that's what makes this so bad. I think that's why so many people don't trust the media, mm-hmm. is because you see things like this. You see that kind of one-sidedness where it's like, this is a major news story. There's acts of violence. You know, we know that carrying out violence in politics is a bad thing. It's something that goes against our deepest principles. Here we're seeing on display in one of the country's biggest cities, it's the nation's capital, it's the heart of politics in our country, and it seems to be happening with impunity. You know, that's a big story. And the fact that it wasn't treated that way in the way I think it would have had the shoe been on the other foot, says a whole lot about the whole situation, says a whole lot about a lot of the institutions, especially the media institutions in this country, that are very one-sided, and they don't report, I think, even handedly on situations like this.
I agree. And by the way, if this was the opposite, let's say that everything was just flip everything over. Biden is the current president. Somebody else comes in. There's a challenge on the election, which, by the way, happened back with Gore and Bush. And you know, let's just say that everything gets flipped, Jarrett. You know darn good and well that if it were a bunch of quote-unquote Trump supporters that were there agitating after dark, you'd have heard this from coast to coast.
You would have heard from coast to coast. You would have heard how the people who are attacking the protesters are fascists, and that this is the rise of, you know, Nazism or things like that. You would have heard that nonstop. You know, again, it, you know, goes to the idea of these people who call themselves anti-fascists, who are behaving like fascists, who are shutting people down with violence, who are shutting down legitimate freedom of speech that belongs is a right that belongs to all Americans, who are doing their best to intimidate and silence people through force. And I think that's shameful. No matter who's doing it in American society, that's a shameful thing that needs condemnation and needs action. It needs action to go after the people, have them arrested, and have strong penalties for those who have carried out this kind of violence and the shutting down of speech of their fellow Americans.
And let's not forget, too, that when all of this is said and done at these particular events where this violence has broken out, the reality, Jarrett, is there's really still no winner in this election. States have not gone through the process of certifying the election. The electors have not met. You and I talked about that last week and how the Electoral College is so important. The reality is there are challenges to this election. And I'm not coming on air and saying which side's right, wrong, or otherwise. I don't know if the challenges are going to hold up. I don't know, Jarrett. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. You know that. I look at the facts once they come out. But there's still a lot of fact-finding that right now is being done. And until that is done and completed, this election isn't over.
It isn't over. And there is more time. It's funny to me. I mean, you hear so many from the press attacking this. Well, you know, Trump's not stepping down. You know, we've had elections that have been contested certainly a lot longer than this. You bring up 2000. 1876, we had about 4 months we didn't know who the next president was going to be because it was so contested. So this idea that Trump should simply step down because the media says so, that's not how our process works. This is going to be dealt with in the courts. It's going to be dealt with by the American people. You know, that is a large part of the democratic system. And this idea that, you know, Trump should simply step aside because the media, the official organs say he should, that's not how our system works.
No.
I don't like how it's being portrayed right now.
Agree.
You know, this is going to go through the courts. We're going to see if there's election fraud. We're going to see if there was improprieties in a number of states. And we need to watch that and let it work its way out. And the press should cover that. It should cover
that's
that.
Right.
Fairly and even-handedly to see exactly how our process has been affected by all this. It's very important.
1 minute left, Jarrett. In closing, tell me, again, the press continues to talk about how this exchange of power isn't happening. It's affecting our national security. On and on we go. Jarrett, just as a side note, I see that as nothing more than a talking point. I don't see how not giving Joe all of the, you know, concessions and allowing him to be quote-unquote president right now is affecting national security.
It isn't at all. I mean, I don't think it is one bit. And I think that that's obviously it's a narrative out there that, that the press wants to put out. They want to see, look, let's be honest, many of them want to see Trump gone one way or another. Many of them are supporters of Biden and they want him swept out. And they don't want to report on the bottom line is that we've had a lot of foreign policy successes over the last few years.
That's right.
That they don't want to acknowledge.
That's
and
right.
I think the American people are going to see that, and there will be a change. If Biden does ultimately win this, there will be quite a change in American foreign policy in the Middle East toward China and things like this that might be quite bad, that might be quite ugly. And so I think that, yes, the press are definitely cheerleaders for this transition to happen immediately and on their command.
Yep.
But again, that's not how our system works.
It is not.
And you know what? I think let's let this play out.
Well said. Jarrett Stepman, Daily Signal, as always. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Have a great evening. Let's do this. Ascent Health Center is up next. Dr. Julie Marchio. And we'll talk to Dr. Julie on Wednesday for our Health and Wellness Wednesday. In the meantime, though, if you want to get healthy, feel better, and just live a better life, call Dr. Julie today. 303-343-8800.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
All right, a good shop, and they've got two locations in North Glen, one in Commerce City, to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Doesn't matter what the insurance company says, you get to pick where you get your vehicle fixed. Call them today at 720-541-7697 or find them at klzradio.com.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You just want someone professional and polite who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. It doesn't seem like too much to ask, but somehow it's so hard to find. Well, we at KLZ found a good shop. Al Sturm and his team explain all of the costs, so you know what you're paying for. They help you with your insurance claim. They handle all of your auto body work in-house, so you get your vehicle back faster, and a real person answers the phone every time. Best of all, they'll get your vehicle looking great back to pre-loss condition. Al and his team run a good shop, and that's exactly what you're looking for. Find them now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. I have Sean from Extreme Auto Repair with us today. Sean, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, John?
I am very well. It's always good to hear from you. Are you guys all ready for Thanksgiving?
Likewise. We're getting there, that's for sure. Boy, we're staying busy, and I'm thankful for that.
Well, I've been telling everybody that if they want something done on their vehicle, because typically the week of Thanksgiving is an extremely busy week for you guys, so what I'm telling everybody is, hey, if you want something done before that, you know, Thanksgiving trip comes up, probably should get in this week and get that done. Am I right?
Absolutely. You don't want to wait till the last minute and then have something pop up that's going to take longer than we expected, and then you're stuck in town as opposed to going out of town, for sure.
Sean, what's our parts availability like right now? I know depending upon the vehicle and so on, I can't hold you to anything, but are things still able to get a hold of fairly quickly, or are we looking at, a length of time on certain vehicles to get parts?
I haven't really come across anything that's been too bad. Maybe some of the powertrain, transmissions, engines, maybe it's taken a day or two longer.
Okay.
But as a rule, we've been able to get parts without any problems.
Good. That works. Very well said.
Yeah.
I know that last time we talked, you had a great Cooper tire rebate going on, but I also know that you guys can still take care of folks and their tire needs and so on. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, we do sell all our tires at cost. We are a Cooper tire dealer, so we get really good prices on those. But we can get most makes and, whatever you like. We can go over them with you, tell us what tire size you like and what brand you like, and we can go over all the options for you. We do offer, roadside and do alignments and all that stuff, too.
Talk about the roadside for a minute. That's a question I've gotten even off air that I'm glad you brought that up. I haven't mentioned that before, and I've had a few folks ask, hey, does Extreme offer roadside? If so, how does that work? Explain that, if you would, Sean.
Yeah, we do. We do offer roadside, which means you get we do offer free tire rotations with that. And you do get, if you have a nail in your tire or anything like that, you go anywhere. You have the nationwide warranty with you, and they'll take care of it for you. If there is any sort of defect and it comes within the mileage warranty, then that's taken care of as well.
Is that included with the tire purchase, or do they have to do that separate per tire?
We do quote that out with everyone. You can purchase it without getting the road hazard, but I don't know why you would.
No, I don't either. That's a great way to do things, especially when.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Somebody's bought a set of tires from you 3 months down the road. They've got some sort of an issue, tire's flat. They just call a 1-800 number and away they go. Is that how that works?
Yes, sir. If they're if they're in the local area, just call me and we'll get it taken care of. Obviously, we can get you towed in and whatnot. But if you're outside that, you can call the 1-800 number and they'll get you taken care of.
Perfect. Talk about the towing side of it. Yeah, and talk about the towing side of it, if you would, too, Sean. Not everybody may understand that you guys have a full towing service attached to, you know, your facility, so you can tow folks in and get that all handled as well. Talk about that also.
Yeah, we do have, I think, 7 trucks right now. We do have a big heavy-duty, handles all the motorhomes and semis and all that good stuff. But we have flatbeds. We can get you a winch out if, unfortunately, you go into a ditch or something like that. But if you're broke down anywhere, you can just call us here directly. If you want to get it towed here, we'll get it towed here. Or I can, you know, you can call their number directly as well.
Gotcha. So the advantage is one-stop shopping. You need a tow, battery dead, anything along those lines, haul it in. Yeah. You know, you guys can haul it in, take care of it.
Yep. You just bring it in here, and if you're bringing it here, we'll just add it to the bill. You don't have to worry about paying the tow driver or even being with the vehicle. If you have somewhere to be, you know, just leave it there. We'll get it, and we'll bill you for it later.
That makes total sense. Okay, I also know when it comes to, you know, vehicles and maintenance and all those sorts of things, that you guys have the ability to be a lot like, I shouldn't say a lot, just like the dealer when it comes to looking up all the information. You've got all that same information at you guys' fingertips. You've got all the scan tools, which, you know, I'm not going to get all the nitty-gritty of everything you guys own, but what I'm getting at is you really are a dealership alternative and can handle any repair that anybody out there listening to us has.
That's correct, yeah. Anything they can do, we can do other than recalls. We even do a lot of with extended warranties. A lot of people have extended warranties, and they're not tied to the dealer all the time. We can do a lot of those here, and we'll call in and see if we can get it taken care of for you. You just pay the deductible, and we'll do the rest.
Yeah, I'm glad we're talking about that
for
a moment, too. No, that's a great – I'm glad you said that, Sean, because that's something that a lot of folks, I think, have a misconception. And real quick, I want to make sure everybody's clear on this as well, so make sure we're totally – you know, legal in what we're saying. The only body that can offer you an actual extended warranty is the manufacturer themselves. And in that case, yes, you have to go back to the dealer. But all of the other, what they are really called, Sean, is service contracts that are sold by the dealer that might mimic or look like the manufacturer's warranty. You really need to read the paperwork and know. But if it says something on that warranty other than the original manufacturer, yes, you guys at Extreme can definitely work on that.
Correct. Yeah, just have them call Mike or Dave up front, and if you have a service plan, let us know who it's with, and we can more than likely take care of it. There's very few that we can't work with.
And, you know, that's good because, you know, Sean, a lot of folks don't do that, and, in fact, a lot of shops don't have the ability to do that for obvious reasons. A, they don't want to go through the hassle. B, sometimes they don't have enough cash flow to make all that work because, let's face it, in you guys' world, sometimes you have to do the repair, wait for the warranty company to pay you, and a lot of smaller shops even won't go through all of that hassle. So it's really great that you guys will actually, you know, do that and take care of our Rush to Reason listeners that might have an extended contract.
You bet. Yeah, it works out good. You know, we have good relationships with, like I said, most of the insurance companies. And, you know, we've got relationship with some of the smaller used car lots and some of the bigger ones, some of the nationwide ones. So we're very familiar with all of those extended warranties, and we've got the trust of the insurance company so that we don't have to get adjusters out here very often.
Oh, that's nice. In other words, you tell them what's wrong, and they just go with that and say, yep, we're going to fix it, and off we go.
Yeah, we may have to take a picture or two here and there, but as a rule, they know us, and they know that we don't try to gouge them or anything, and then we get it going so the customer can get their vehicle back quicker.
You know, there's another thing, Sean, that I send you guys a lot of. I'm glad you mentioned that also, is the pre-purchase inspections. There's a lot of folks out there looking to buy used cars right now as we end the year. You know, folks may make some changes or do some different things for kids. You guys have a full service when it comes to pre-purchase inspections also. Talk about that.
That's correct. Yeah, it's $99.95, and it's more of a peace of mind for you. You know, if you're going to buy a vehicle, it's worth spending that $100 and then, you know, finding out needs a transmission rather than buying it later, not buying a service contract, and then you're out $4,000 or $5,000 on top of what you just paid for the vehicle. So, yeah, peace of mind. I can usually get you in. If you call me, I can probably get you done the same day on that. And we can schedule around if you have a certain window for, you know, when the customer's going to let you have it or when the dealership's going to let you have it. And, yeah, we'll work around that.
And I'm glad you said that, too, because it really isn't a private party or dealer, and I say this all the time, folks that are listening, if whoever it is that's selling you the car will not let you get a pre-inspection on it, then you probably should go look at a different car. But you guys, Sean, can handle it either or, whether it's somebody that's dropping it off from a dealership, used car dealer, new car dealer, whatever the case may be, or just a private individual, you guys can handle that either way, right?
Absolutely. You bet.
Perfect. And by the way, everybody, that is, as Sean said, not just peace of mind, but in a lot of cases too, folks, you can actually take what what Sean and the guys at Extreme will give you as what the vehicle needs. In a lot of cases, Sean, go back and do some bargaining with the seller, and 9 times out of 10, get your pre-purchase inspection cost back out of what you just did in savings.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you go back there and tell them that it needs a little bit of this, or, you know, water pumps leaking or something like that. They'll more than likely take care of it for you. They want to get that deal too. So.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Well said. Okay. Also, one last thing I want you to talk about is the big truck diesel repair, something I don't think we highlight enough with you guys. Again, something that not every shop out there has the either the talent and or the facilities to do. Mm-hmm. You guys can do full diesel repair as well.
That's correct. I do have a diesel ASE certified diesel technician, and most of my guys are all very proficient with diesel. We do have a 24,000-pound lift that, I mean, we just did a food truck last week. We can do a fully loaded snap-on truck. We do ambulances, tow trucks, any kind of emergency vehicles. We take care of just about all of them out here. But, yeah, anything from, you know, your Cummins to your, you know, your Fords and your D-Maxes.
Right.
We can do any of them, yeah.
Okay, which also leads me to you guys handle fleets as well, large or small, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Yep, we do a ton of fleets. We're very fleet friendly. We know you need to get your vehicle back on the road, so we can we get you in and out.
Well, and that's the advantage you guys have of the 18 service bays as well. So whether you're fleet or just somebody with a single car, you know, just a single owner operator, or anything in between, you guys can take care of them and typically get them in and out. And again, back to our beginning conversation, depending on the parts availability, either same day or at least next day.
Yeah, absolutely. We get them in and out. We have enough parts vendors, so to speak, that we can pretty much get anything same day or next day.
Awesome. Good stuff. Sean, it's always a joy having you. Any specials right now for Rush to Reason listeners they need to mention when they walk in?
Well, you know, we always give them 15% off. They mention that. That's always a good one.
Yes, it is.
Right now, we're doing a free charging system test as well. So if you want to get that tested before we do get a big cold snap, bring it in and we'll get it looked at.
All right, I'm taking notes here so I can actually mention that through the week as well. So free charging system inspection as well, folks. All right, guys. Sean, as always, I really appreciate you being with us. It's always a joy having you, and appreciate the support you guys give us, not only here but on Drive Radio as well, and we really appreciate it, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate it as well.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening. Again, folks, that's Extreme Auto Repair. Find them at klzradio.com. Up next, it's Enchanted Kitchens, where you can get that kitchen done to where it's the centerpiece of your home. It already is, but make it function like it is, and that's what they do at Enchanted Kitchens. Give them a call today at 303-376-7588 or find them at klzradio.com.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their Experience Center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, thanks for all the text messages today. I've got a lot, and I'll try to respond to some of those throughout the show as I can. I talked earlier about masks and COVID and, you know, my experience at Costco yesterday, and somebody said, I'm sick and tired of it too. If they're so afraid, stay home. The worst is when you get the stink eye from a child that somebody has instilled with so much fear. Yes, I understand that one as well, and that one drives me the most crazy because they're making these kids so fearful of something that, frankly, as a child, they don't need to be, and I mean that sincerely. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. We got a couple more hours coming your way. Don't forget, if you miss this hour, you can listen to the replay hour from 6 to 7. And if you are listening to this replay hour, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. We'll be back, though. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two is next. Selwyn Duke's going to join us. Violence, Inc., a leftist enterprise. That's next right here on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.